There we go.
Good evening.
I got it.
We are on the first official welcome committee call, and we well, it is actually 9:16 Eastern Time on the 12th of September. So, welcome, and we'll talk a little bit about the importance of the Welcome Committee. You know, we have several different committees, and the Welcome Committee being the committee that welcomes the new people to the NLA, the job that the Welcome Committee does can actually make or break the rest of the committees. You know, if the job is done well, the committees will grow in size. If not, they'll stagnate, as they have been doing. But I'm confident that Rhonda will do an excellent job. We're going to keep it as simple as possible. We do have some things that we want to make sure that the new people know about. It's going to take some time for them to understand and get all the information, and to, you know, we're going to ask them to go through the website and look at the videos and the different articles and the papers that have been written. But we don't want them overwhelmed. We don't want to push them so hard right up front that they're just going to, I'm out of here. We don't want that. So,
no, I thought we would take the first meeting with people and just skim over briefly, orient them to what is available. And then each successive week, we would take a certain section and go into it more in more depth. That way they're not trying to learn everything all-encompassing all at one time. It gets to be too overwhelming. There is one person, you said, on the call other than us?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that person has a question or would like to tell us who they are and where they're from, and maybe a brief sentence or so as to what they're looking for to get from their affiliation with the NLA?
Well, the name is Jamie from Wisconsin, and she's been on various calls and seems very interested.
Well, good. So she's probably been around the NLA website somewhat. Janie, do you have any questions or anything that you would like to ask? Anything that we can help you out with?
Yeah, I'm hoping this thing will, take off and everything will change our, court system and whatnot.
Exactly what the rest of us hope.
Yeah.
And you know what? With your help, we can make that happen.
Well, I'd like to do whatever I can.
Good. Glad to hear that. Have you been
to
the web?
We've got over 6,000 members, and so by contacting the new members and welcoming them and making them familiar with who we are and what all is available, we hope that they'll talk to their friends and get them joining. So I think we're on the right track.
Yeah, I really think this is the way to get people reinvigorated and to get those people that we get reinvigorated to pass the word on to their friends and get them to become members also. Therefore, growing. We are looking at a very serious need for more grand jury administrators, so when we do get into the court, that we have enough people to man those positions. We need over 12,000. We have just over 1,000 right now. And there is some work that those people are going to have to do before they are educated enough to take over that position. And that's one of the big reasons why we need to get our membership up and get people that are already members participating again. And that is what our job is, to make that happen. Anything else I can let you know? Janie, are you a member? Have you joined any of the committees yet? Do you have an interest or a particular skill?
Yeah, I've gone through the Constitution course and courses, and I do have the tapes of the, you know, that new program that they want everybody to take. I've had that for a while now, and I'm really wanting to get more people in Wisconsin, and so we can get our counties going. I'm having a really hard time finding anybody and to be able to communicate with other members.
Right. One way you will be able to do that is if you are willing to become a county organizer. Once you become a county organizer,
somebody in the county to work with, yeah.
Well, that's what you do. When you become a county organizer, then you have access to the list of the people that are members in your county, and then you get on the phone and you call them and get them to come back in and participate.
My
and then
God,
you can get
anybody in our county other than me that's a member that I know of.
Oh.
That's the problem with Wisconsin, doesn't have too many I've talked to, you know, some, but they're not in neighboring counties here. Clark County doesn't have any, and I don't think Marathon does that I know of. I've called the state, one of the state people, and they didn't seem to be active, so I don't know, you know, if we have, it's supposed to, they're all supposed to be constituted, but I don't know who would even have the, you know, the Constitution or whatever from Wisconsin. So.
The booklets with the paperwork for the Constitution.
We don't have a lot of communication going, that's, you know.
And that's what we're here to facilitate.
Right.
That's the job of the welcoming committee, is to get people active in talking to one another to get things done. Now, I see that you have 72 counties in Wisconsin and 112 members. Now, I honestly doubt that you have one member in every county, plus a few counties that have two or more.
I've talked with Wendy, and she's really, you know, but they're quite a few counties away from me, so.
Right.
Trying to connect with them. And
yeah. Now, let's see if we can figure out if there's anybody close to you.
Yes, I just looked you up, Jeannie, in Taylor County. What are the counties surrounding you?
Well, there's Marathon, Clark, Price, Lincoln, Wood.
Okay, Lincoln has three members. Dylan, Rebecca, and Teresa, do you have their contact information?
No.
Okay. What was the other county?
Well, I'm close to Clark, Marathon, and Wood.
Clark. Okay, let me look up Clark next. I don't find anybody in Clark. What was the next one?
Marathon.
Mary something?
Marathon. Yep.
Nobody in Marathon either?
Nope.
And Wood.
Nobody in Wood either.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having.
Well, looks like you need to do some recruiting. That would be a great
yeah.
thing.
Easier said than done. Does anybody know Mary Williams? She was our state representative in Madison. She lived in Taylor County, but I think she would be a really big help if we could get her in. And she would know the legislation who would be, but I don't know how to contact her either.
She's not a member now, right?
She's not a member that I know of, and she
right.
She used to live in Medford, you know, not far, about 10 miles from me, but she's moved now, so I don't know where she moved to, but it's still in Wisconsin, I hear. But she would be a really big help if we could get her on our side.
Have you tried Googling her to see if you can track her down? Or?
Not right now. No, I haven't yet. I'm just trying to figure out how I can go and, you know, most people don't even know. They have no clue what's going on. And just look at me. It's kind of weird.
There's a person in Lincoln County, maybe.
Yeah, there's four in Lincoln. Maybe you could send the contact information to her, Rhonda.
Okay,
and maybe
sure.
She could work from that up and build it up.
Okay. Jeannie?
Yeah?
I'll give you my email. You can respond to it, so I have yours. And then I'll give you this information on the people in Lincoln County. Like Dan said, there's four. So we'll see if maybe we can't get you somebody to hook up with and get a few things done.
Yeah, because even if I have one other person that I can, you know, talk with and meet other people with, you know, it's
right.
Just me. It's really hard.
Oh, I know what just being me is like. I've been that route here in Washington for quite a while. I'll give you my email. Are you
really
ready?
Much, so I don't talk. I'm trying to find a pen right now.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Why they disappear when you want them. Okay, I got one.
All right. It's R-J-A. MINOR 52@gmail.com.
Okay, that's RJMINORI.
No, I.
No,
RJ minor.
RJ minor 2.
52.
52?
Right.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, I'd really like to get something going. I'm thinking the prayer group worked. I mean, Irma seemed to change direction, and I don't know what happened to Jose, but I don't think he's much of a problem anymore. So that's a big plus.
Yep. Well, we will help you. Since you're, you know, calling into these committee calls, we will help you any way we can, and we'll get things working.
Well, I don't know, you know, I don't know what other course our country has anymore than to get our courts back. I mean, our courts are really rotten.
Yeah.
Well,
we can't rely on
the
court.
We can do anything.
I just took my daughter to jail for a third OWI, and I mean, none of them are none of them qualify, and you know, they don't have any standing. There's no injured party, and they're continuous things. I mean, this is like a huge money maker for these people.
Well, you hit it right on that nail. That's exactly what it is.
I talked to her lawyer and told him that I was a court reporter, and he sounded interested. I think he's really a pretty good guy. He sounded interested, like he would, you know, talked about the Constitution, but still he doesn't, you know, corpus selecti or whatever. He didn't go there. I mean, I don't think they can, because they're really tied up what they can do. So, because everything is just all laid out for them. They just I've got the video of the cop arrest and whatever. He's sitting on the side of the road. Her vehicle is coming at him. He swings around, follows her, and she's driving perfect. I mean, there's no problem, and he has her step out and whatever, and I don't know, there's just really no point in it. I mean, nobody was in any danger. There was...
Most times nobody is in danger. It's just, as you said, a moneymaker.
Oh, it's devastating for her. I mean, the lawyer did do a good job as far as what he had to work with. The minimum jail time was supposed to be 45 days. He got her down to 2 weeks. But, I mean, the money, oh, my gosh, you got to pay right away for the $309 just for the assessment, and the driver's license is gone. The motor vehicle's after you. She couldn't get, she's got, the motor vehicle department says there's a vehicle she's got in her name, that she has to have a breathalyzer thing on. that she hasn't owned for years, and they won't exempt them. She's got to go to court, get a court order to get them all to her name, and it just goes on and on and on.
That's just so they can get more money.
Oh, yeah. And now they gave her an iPad or whatever, but you got to keep putting $20 on it so she can, you know, get a little communication out. And she's doing really good. I mean, as far as she doesn't have that much jail time, so it's not that. But then she's going to be, when she gets out of jail, 45 days without a license, which means she can't drive anywhere. If she's going to get to work, I'm going to have to take her and ride her bicycle 10 miles. She had to sell her house already because she couldn't make the payments because of all the, you know, they towed her car. She had to pay for the toll bill, and then right away it's the motor vehicle department. You got to pay them $50 just to get a permit to drive for a while. Then you got to pay to get the IID on, and oh my gosh, there's no end to it.
I will ask you one question, and don't take this the wrong way. Has anybody suggested getting her some help since she has had 3 arrests for this? And your answer probably will be no, because that way she can't continue to do it so they can continue to rack up more money. So helping people is not actually their idea.
No, it isn't. She went to a wine tasting party, and she doesn't drink every, you know, it's not that she drinks all the time. You don't have to, that judge every night, they tell me, sits and drinks. Wisconsin is, we grew up, when we have you did your hay, you drank. I mean, everybody, you had a barn raising, they had, you know, beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, prohibition was supposed to be, you know, they just make you slaves.
Yeah, well, like you said, they're just after the money.
It's so easy. If they sit on the road at bar closing time or whatever, they're on the video, there was no cars coming. There was no cars on the road. They pretty well know that anybody on the road just got out of the bar. I mean, they can pick their... Oh, and then at the hearing, when she made her plea... Of course, she's arrested immediately afterwards, but they tell me they don't have any money to transport her from the county she was in, Clark County at Neillsville, up to Medford in Taylor County where she works. So they released her to me to take her to jail because they don't have the funds. But they had like 3 or 4 cops sitting there on the video. They had.
Well, they should have used the funds that she paid them for doing what they considered to be wrong to transport her.
Well, you would think they have people going. I mean, they're constantly have patrols going up to our border and from both ways that they could transport. I mean, I didn't mind. I just assumed they grew up, but.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. They don't have any money to do that, but they got tons of money for... They had like 3 or 4 police. They had to take her to the... for the blood draw. They had, you know, police there. They, but not just the one that arrested her, and I don't think the one that even arrested her wrote up the summons or whatever they call the ticket.
Well, they must really be afraid of her if it takes that many... police to do that.
I guess, yeah.
I can sympathize with you. When my son was 17, he got caught OUI, and they took him to jail, or I'm sorry, took him to the hospital, and took his blood and then called us and let us know that he had been taken to the hospital and they had already drawn his blood.
And he's underage.
And on top of it, they sent him home in his own vehicle, driving. Yeah. I was surprised they didn't do that just so they could pick him up again.
Well, and another thing, if they really wanted to stop that, with these teenagers, they could. They go after the teenager. Where did they get that liquor from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If they go after it, they don't want to stop it. They want to continue it.
No, then they wouldn't get their money.
I know.
So. Well, go ahead and email me, and then I will email you the information. I'm finding three or four people here. Give me the counties around you again besides Lincoln.
Wood County. The closest ones to me, I'm kind of bordering all of Marion County, Wood County, and Clark County. Price County is there too, but they're quite a bit north of me.
Okay. So things like Dodge and Winnebago, those are Racine, a little too far away?
Yeah, they're way south. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then I'll just concentrate on these few. But go ahead and email me, and then I will send you the information.
Okay. Appreciate
very good.
That.
And I want to thank you for coming on the call too.
Well, thanks for having it.
It'll get better as we learn what to do and get our stuff together. It'll get better, get easier.
Right.
Well, hopefully. Something to think about, Jamie, is maybe you would like to become a county organizer.
Well, if I thought I could organize anything, I would. Right now, I don't see that I'm going to be of much help, you know.
Well, we're gonna help you learn. And so we need more county organizers desperately. People who are willing to work, and we will help you with the knowledge part of it.
That's why I'd like to get Mary Williams in, because she would be so good. She would.
Well, and you're partially there, being you're already taking the courses.
That is
a big help.
Yeah, I've taken those. I've got the jurisdictionary disc that's the new one that they've got that apparently they're on the website now on NLA, but I already have them.
Oh, this jurisdictional one? Yeah, I haven't even taken that one yet.
It's really good. It's got, it really helps you, but when the judges don't follow the rules, you're kind of lost. I mean, they don't need standing. They don't need any, you know. I don't know. It doesn't help unless we get the courts back.
Yeah. Well, that's the goal in everything that we do.
And it's, only the people can save America. And
right.
So we need everyone who is concerned to be a member and to help us attain that goal that we have set of taking back our courts.
Right. And then we need... like attorneys or lawyers or whatever we could get to help people. Like just one that my daughter had, I think he would be excellent, but of course he's a bar attorney. And he'd have to give up his license. Actually, what I told him is what I was doing, you know, as a court reporter, and that we were writing up affidavits and whatnot. And I told him, you know, on the checklist there that cops couldn't be the accuser and the prosecutor. And he says, well, if that's true, then I wouldn't have a job. So.
You say you write affidavits?
No, I said that's what the court reporters do. And then, you know, that's what our purpose is to write the affidavits. And then they'd be turned over to a grand jury if they want to indict somebody or whatever.
Right.
But then I showed him the checklist that we have that we, you know, that the courts are in error of. And I think he would be a good member if we would, you know, he's got to give up what he's trying to do.
Anyway, this being the first call for the welcome committee, we hope to have a large membership here, and we hope that we can help everybody out by keeping things simple and getting calls made to the new people and get more people involved in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's being a welcome committee member is a never-ending job. It's, you know, we'll take whatever we can get as far as time. You know, if somebody can only work an hour a week, we'd be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm retired.
And,
I can have the time.
So, like, Jan and I are retired, and we spend 7 days a week, almost like 24 hours a day on here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely need help. I mean, we have things that we need to get done, too, and without more help, it's been difficult. So we're asking for help.
Keep in mind, the upside, too, is that you're always talking to new people.
Yes.
Which is great. Well, I'm glad we had at least one person on for the very first time.
Well, we have more.
Yeah, we have several.
Oh, okay. How did we monopolize Jeannie then?
Okay, I'll mute out.
Oh no, we monopolized you, not the other way around.
Well, maybe others would join in though.
Well, thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
I had a question. I have a caller. Area code 541 ends in 2994. Can I have your name and state, please?
That's an Oregon number.
Yep.
Right. Also, some in Idaho have it, too, I see. 541-2994 are the last four digits. Can I have your name and state, please? You're unmuted, unless you muted your phone yourself.
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I'm Timothy Joyce from Eastern Oregon.
Timothy Joyce. Okay, great.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Thanks.
Now, how do I unmute myself?
You mean mute yourself? You're unmuted right now.
Okay, how do I get back off so you don't hear my... everything running in here.
Star 6.
Star 6?
Yes.
Yes. Jan is awful close to his mic.
And I have a dog that's about ready to bust out barking here. I'm trying to keep her from doing it.
Yeah, it's funny. If I get close to the mic, it does not show up on the panel.
It does on mine.
But we can hear you breathing.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't want that. And I cannot see it on mine. It doesn't register at all. Unless I speak.
You sound like Gerard when he falls asleep and starts snoring.
I guarantee you I wasn't snoring.
Well, Gerard and I have been on some calls to where neither of us getting much sleep or anything because of everything that was going on. And he'd fall asleep talking.
Yep.
That's being tired.
Yep.
Yes.
Do any of the other participants have any type of questions? They know to hit star 6 and then 1 if they want to ask a question.
You only have to hit the 1 if the queue is open to get into the queue.
Okay. See, you learn something new all the time.
Yep, isn't it wonderful?
Not saying it'll be there tomorrow.
Right.
Well, for the new people that's come on, we have simplified the duties of the welcome committee as far as making phone calls. We do have information, questions to ask the new people, but we've simplified everything, and hopefully we don't chase people away because it's overly complicated. And so this is the first call for official. These calls are recorded, and they will be on the website so that you can listen to them later again if you wish. Now, this will be on the Welcome Committee page, right, Jan?
Yes, that's correct. We set up a page for the Welcome Committee under the committees, and it'll be somewhere on that when I figure out where to put it.
Do I need to talk to Carl to have this every other Tuesday call added to the calendar? Because I tried adding it to the calendar last night and didn't work out well.
That calendar is a wonder to behold. It does what it wants to do rather than what you're trying to do to it, I've noticed.
It absolutely did.
I mean, I fought with it for a half an hour one night and finally erased the whole thing and started over.
I erased it, didn't go back, because I erased it three different times. That's why I thought Carl
wasn't...
had to do it.
Yeah, well, if we can't get it, I'll get a hold of Carl and have him do it.
Okay.
You just didn't have a big enough eraser.
If Jan gets her assistant, we may be able to go on a weekly basis with this committee, too.
Right.
We could, yeah. Because the off weeks, maybe Jack can run it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Either Jack or Robert, maybe I can get one of them to do one week and the other one to do the other week.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that, that would make it better.
Yeah, and it's kind of bad if we're every other, because everybody's going to be on the wrong night, When they check in, they won't find us, you know.
Yeah, they're going to be on when I'm at my city council meeting.
Right. Yep, that happens.
All right, well, I'll make sure I talk to both those gentlemen here in the next day or two.
Okay.
And, get their commitment for that, too, and then I can let you know. So when we put it on the calendar, it can be every week.
Right, that'd be great.
Yeah. Now, there's another possibility, too. My city council meetings aren't until 7:30 Pacific time. So I could possibly do a 6 o'clock on those other Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
providing I don't allow it to go over 45 to 60 minutes.
Okay, well, we can make sure it doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because where I have to go to is like 5 minutes away, so if I'm done by 7, then I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah,
so
we could do that.
That's a possibility, too.
Yep.
Why don't we figure on that? And if there's one of the guys that ends up running the odd ones, so be it.
Yep.
That way we can list it at least as every Tuesday.
Yep. That'd be good.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, since we've been roughly an hour playing around here, do we have any other suggestions, any other questions? Or is it time to wrap up?
Well, if somebody's got questions, we'll gladly answer them.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I was wondering if one of the other participants had anything they needed to ask.
If not, then we'll go ahead and wrap this call up, and we'll be a little more organized and better, have a better call next week. And as time goes on, things will get better and better.
Now, I can get people from all over. It doesn't have to just be from Washington. This welcome committee calls for the country, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Every state, all of them, please.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We definitely need people to join the welcome committee and to help us make phone calls. If you got an hour a week to spare, please join us and help us out. If you got more time, even better. We have new people coming in all the time, and they need to be contacted. You know, that always hasn't happened in the past as well as it should have been done. And so we have a lot of people that felt like they were forgotten and like we didn't care about them. Well, we do care about them. We don't want them to leave thinking that we didn't care. We want them to come in. If they're too busy to be involved in anything, at least they're a number on our rolls, which is a big help, just being a number on our roll of members. But we do hope that everybody wants to be involved and wants to do something that's going to help us take back America, help us take back the courts, to be successful in what we're going for. We do hope that everyone will take the Constitution course as well as the civics course. And we hope that everyone will feel good enough about it to talk to their friends and get them to, you know, maybe they'll want to come into a Monday night call and listen. Or maybe they'll Why don't you just look at the website, read what we have, or look at the videos, and maybe they'll be convinced to come in. They don't have to be members to see the website. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And join with us.
We do appreciate your participation, even if it is silent. At least you're learning.